This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring. We're with Craig Fuller. He is President and CEO of AOPA. Craig, a lot of good and sort of insightful questions at your town hall meeting. Why don't we just recap a few of them? First of all, the third class medical always comes up, and I understand some of the internal workings of the FAA have kind of stalled that initiative.
Well, the concept, of course, is to try to find a way that pilots who want to fly daytime VFR and 180 horsepower aircraft can do so with a waiver for the, on the third class medical. We're working with EAA. We hope to go in the next 30 to 60 days to the FAA requesting this program. But we also know that it may be tough sledding for a few months with an acting administrator and some internal opposition. But we always knew it would take a few months of work, and we were not sure what the conclusion is going to be. But I hope we can get a resolution, if not by the end of this year, early into next year.
Okay. Well, Rod Hightower was speaking last night, and he mentioned that there's now some move within the FAA to increase the maximum weight for LSA. How does that fit in with everything that you're doing, or does it at all?
You know, I'd be happy to and delighted to see that happen. We've kind of tailored the proposal to some of the same requirements that people who are flying LSAs have to meet. So if I'm not sure where the weight requirement would settle out, but we would be happy to see higher weight limits for LSAs. But I also think we've got a lot of pilots flying in aircraft today require a third-class medical, but probably, given the way they're using their aircraft, there's no reason to have that.
The other hot-button issue is pilot retention, and you've been working on this for a couple of years. What I heard today was the rubber hits the road this year.
Well, the rubber's actually been hitting the road in the sense that there were a couple of important steps. First, we wanted to get really smarter about what's happening to people who are in training successfully, and then those that have dropped out. We did that with initial research. We validated that with meetings around the country. We had a number of them. Next week, it's my intention to lay out in a AOPA Live telecast what our thinking is and how we believe create a recognition program that would put the spotlight on the flight training programs that are really working and share some of the knowledge we have of the important factors that contribute to a successful flight training program. So look for that in the next 5 to 7 days.
We also heard about the user fee issue. You don't think that there's going to be much movement on that this year?
I think there might be a lot of motion. I'm not sure there'll be a resolution. You know, the Congress has been pretty consistent in their opposition to creating a new bureaucracy that would be required for a user fee. They've been satisfied that fuel charges, fuel taxes, paying at the pump is the way to go. The administration persists in looking for vehicles that they can sell or try to sell politically, but I don't really believe it's very sound policy, and I'm very hopeful that with strong opposition, which we'll mount again this year, that we'll be able to defeat it again in Congress.
But you also said that with a new administration comes essentially a whole new fight.
Well, this challenge just doesn't go away. You know, I was in the White House over 30 years ago now, and the Office of Management and Budget brought some of these user fee proposals to us then. The new administration, whether it's a second term for President Obama or a new president, the next administration sworn in almost a year from now, January 20th, 2013, is going to face very tough budget dilemmas. And one of the ways that the Office of Management and Budget tries to provide support is to come up with things like the aviation user fee. So I suspect it'll be back again with the new administration or with the second term of the Obama administration.
Another thing that Rod Hightower touched on last night was the cooperation between AOPA and EAA. And essentially, he flat out told people last night that they should be members of both organizations. Is that something that AOPA is fostering and supporting?
Well, it absolutely is. You know, I'm a member of both organizations, and Rod and I really are absolutely like-minded in this. We both say it. We both believe it. We want to bring people out and get them involved in general aviation and in the organizations that support general aviation. There's no reason to just be in one. We want you to be in one or the other, but ideally in both.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.